Hello, and welcome to another episode of This Podcast Fits Your Macros. We are here once again for a little shorty, quickie episode with me, Kaylee, and the Macro Queen. And I just put my arms up like you can see me, but you can't, but that's okay because it's prep things. And we are with Coach Rye. How are you doing?
Boom. Well, you know, it's another day. It's another Thursday. And we are doing a podcast, which is fucking great. So I'm feeling pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Yeah. And let's just say that we decided to do this podcast like 2 minutes ago.
Right? Approximately. Yeah. Like max 6 minutes ago. I just like literally text you and I was like, all right, let's do it. Let's see. Because, you know, for those of you, if you haven't understood this yet listening, Kayleen's quite the planner. Kayleen probably has her vacation for like 2025 planned right now. And so I don't do a lot of that. I'm on the fly. So, you know, we kind of just threw it. We kind of threw it out there, but it's going to be a damn good episode. What are we going to talk about even?
We are going to give two different perspectives on, well, because it's getting hotter in most parts of the U.S., and that means summertime, that means barbecues, and that can be a big downfall for a lot of people. So we are going to talk you from the lifestyle perspective, me from someone who's in a competition prep, because I feel like about 50-50 of our audience, half is in prep, half is lifestyle. And, you know, kind of let you know how you can navigate these times without, like, just fucking all your results up.
Yeah, solid. That's going to be good. We'll go pretty in-depth on that. You know, give kind of perspective to every type of person. Let you know what you need to be doing with your barbecues, your dinners, any of your summer outings. All right. But first, wouldn't be this podcast without talking about, is it worth the macro segment that you've been running? So what have we got on the docket here today?
Oh man, like I went to the store the other day and I found like two Reese's things, but I'll just talk about one today and you have to find the other one on my TikTok because TikTok. One, if you don't know me by then, my tickety talk. I am a huge Reese's fan. Chocolate peanut butter, anything is amazing. So I found these Reese's crunchy snack cakes. So I was like, sold, easy. And I didn't even look at the macros at the store, to be honest. I literally looked at them while I was recording it. And you can see the shock in my face when I looked at these things. Okay, so for one package, which granted, the package did have two little bars in there. So, but like, I thought it was one big thing at first, and I almost shit my pants. For the whole package, it was 22 grams of fat, 44 grams of carbs, but get this, it's 7 whole grams of protein, so it's pretty much like a protein treat.
That's that peanut butter getting you.
I know, right? That peanut butter has the protein, but yeah, so, I mean, fuck, it was delicious, of course. I had one bite, and I was like, well, I can't eat any more of this because I'm on prep, so I eat the rest of it, but oh, it was good. Would I say it's worth the macros? I would probably personally rather get like Reese's cups regular and eat them for way less macros because fucking 22 grams of fat. That's a shit ton of fat.
It is a lot of fat. That's, you know, for a lot of people, that's like half your day. For a lot of women, at least, that, you know, could be up to half your day of fat intake for that bad. But what's that thing called again? I'm trying to look it up. So I can see an actual picture of it.
It's hard to find. It's called a Reese's Crunchy Snack Cake. So it's like, you know, kind of looks like a brownie base with like peanut butter on top. And then
I got it. I see it. Damn, that thing is crazy looking. That is good. But if you're watching this, you better be checking this out on the TikTok, by the way, people, if you're listening.
It's not even that big, though. It's like maybe the size of your palm. So like 22 grams of fat. Yeah, it was tiny. That's why I literally like pooped myself. I was like, oh my gosh, I can only do a nibble of this because we are, well, at the time we were like 3.5 weeks out. But now, sadly, I will announce here, you heard it here first. We are going on a hiatus for Is It Worth the Macros? Just because, you know, as we get down to those final weeks, which again, I am doing something very particular, and I have a very particular goal and outcome. I am limiting almost completely everything processed or artificial or just junk. So it will be back. But
yes, and that's not to be confused with the podcast. That is just the Is It Worth the Macro segment. The podcast will be going, probably. I mean, things are going to get crazy, but but we're gonna keep rolling. Yeah, little hiatus. Because keep in mind, people, like, you know, Kayleen is basically doing the most competitive competition in the NPC at this point. You know, she's done a lot of shows before. But when you go to Nationals, that's the top competition of the amateur league, the NPC. So very competitive shit. So that's why we have to, you know, we even talked about it for like two whole texts. Like, maybe we couldn't do it. Had to basically just say, well, we're not going to leave anything to chance for this one.
Yes, but I do have like four different things lined up. Like, I already bought them for after this because, like, that day, I kid you not, I went to the store later and I found like four fantastic things to do. And I was like, I'll do one more. And I'm like, no, we're just going to cut it here.
Yeah.
No stone left unturned. We are bringing it, people. Let me tell you. Woo.
Yeah, definitely true. And anybody listening, if you have, you know, random weird foods, as always, things you see or find, treats that you think look crazy or good, or you want to know, or if you just want to make Kayleen eat something weird, I try to send her weird stuff all the time, she won't do it, but you have a better chance, audience, because she does this for the people. So send in your suggestions, your ideas, and we will eventually get those done. I guess then it's time to dive right on in here. So topic of the day, surviving your barbecue.
Yes. Okay. So the barbecue comes up, right? And I don't know, should we do your lifestyle first and then prep, or should we go prep and then
All right, that's good. Okay. Yeah. We'll just go back and forth, see what happens. People are used to that shit. Basically, you know, I here's my first thing I want to say to you out there. If you're a normal everyday, you know, gym goer, you got basic goals, you know, not to say basic, but you know, lifestyle goals is the more, you know, according term, basically, you know, fat loss, weight loss, muscle building, but to a degree, like, you want to look better, feel better kind of thing. Not like I have to have a specific deadline, or, you know, like Kayleen's going to give their perspective of competing and actually having your physique be judged. I mean, that's a whole different thing. It's a much more, you know, in-depth kind of goal versus the lifestyle goals. If you got a lifestyle goal and you got a barbecue coming up, you know, first off, I would say the best thing to do is make smarter choices, right? Like, this is something we've talked about on some episodes before. When you go there, you know, you want to get into the mode where you can make maybe healthier choices. Not overeat would be the first one. And, you know, kind of just enjoy yourself. Use that as a time to, you know, almost like a refeed day. Like, that's something we do all the time, cheat days, refeed days when we're coaching people, specifically lifestyle clients. But even Kayleen, who's, you know, competing, one of the most competitive competitions ever, just had a refeed a little bit ago here. Like, I think it was last week, right? Last weekend?
Oh, it was glorious. It was Friday, yes. And
yes.
Oh, glorious. And yes. Let's just talk about that. So, like, yeah, I gained a little bit of weight over the weekend just because I was, like, eating, like, kind of weird things that my body wasn't used to. But I lost it all and then some within, like, 2 days. So that refeed did me so well.
Exactly. And so that's, you know, if you're the lifestyle goal kind of person, plan ahead. You know, if you know you're going to go, like, tomorrow, as we're recording this, tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo, right? So if you knew you were going to go party at Cinco de Mayo and have, you know, barbecue, a little outing, a couple drinks here and there, whatever, plan ahead and know that, you know, all right, that's going to be a day I'm going to use as, you know, kind of like my cheat day, whatever. I'm going to go there. I'm going to make smart choices, try to prioritize my meats and my proteins and not get shit faced doing, you know, 78 shots of tequila in the back or something, but, like, you know, making sure that you're making smart choices with your food. And also that if you planned ahead and you really killed it all week and you got all the way there, hey, you know what? You don't need to worry too much about it, in my opinion, right? Like, for a lot of people, that's totally cool. Little refeed action here and there, little cheat day, if you will, and you're back on your shit. That's good. Now, if it becomes something where it's going to derail your progress, right? Like, you have Cinco de Mayo day and you're having, but it turns into Cinco de Mayo weekend or week. Now, this is a serious problem. Mm-hmm. So if you're one of those people, because people do that, where they kind of can snowball, you got to know this stuff about yourself, though. You don't want to get in that zone. But for most people, I would say good to kind of just go in and know that, all right, I'm going to make smarter choices. I'm not going to overeat. I'm not going to overdrink. I'm not going to do all those things because I got my goals I want to achieve. And more than likely, it's not going to set you back. Like Kayleen just mentioned, you know, I guarantee you, after she saw her weight go up after her refeed she just had, she's probably like, oh, fuck, because she's competing soon and all this. But within a matter of days, it goes away. And that has a lot to do with a number of factors for people. It could be sodium, could be carbs, could be just different food, alcohol for sure. All this comes into play. So for the average everyday kind of gym goer, I think it's a good thing to do, you know, from time to time.
Absolutely. And not only that, but it also helps with like the mental aspect of it all too, because if you're not competing or, you know, have those in-depth lifestyle things, like, I mean, let's be real. We don't want to be the person bringing the scale to the party if we don't have to be, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yep.
So I like to tell my lifestyle people as well to definitely look into the leaner proteins if it's possible, if they have any opinions about it, like see if you can do, because I the worst thing for me about barbecues is that it's usually hamburgers and hot dogs, and I don't know, I'm sure y'all have looked at the macros of a hot dog. It sucks, man. It's like 8 grams of fat and maybe 8 grams of protein. Don't quote me on that, but like hot dogs are like the worst form of protein. Hamburgers have a little bit more protein, but they also have a lot more fat to go with them too. So
yeah,
those two items are not very prep friendly for sure. So for my preppers out there, and I'm talking if you're 12 weeks and under, because usually when you're outside of 12 weeks, you can be a little bit more. I mean, again, every case is, you know, different, and it's something you want to talk to your coach about. You know, if you do have barbecue and it's outside of 12 weeks, you'd be like, hey, you know, can I use this as my repeat, blah blah blah. But if you are in the nitty-gritty of prep and you are invited to a barbecue, I feel like you have a couple options. You can try to make the food that is being fed fit your macros, which is one option. But like I'll tell you, for a competitor to fit a hamburger with a bun inside his or her macros, that's going to take a big chunk of your macros.
Definitely a big
and
chunk.
Chances are you're not going to be satiated by that hamburger. And what are you going to be surrounded by? All the good food out there, chips, dips, you know, alcohol, things. You're going to be hungry. So I normally don't suggest that unless you just don't have a big appetite at all. But I can only speak for myself, and I'm like a fucking bottomless pit most days. So yeah, what I like to do personally is either bring, of course, my own pre-cooked food, or just talk to the people hosting the party and say like, yo, if I bring some chicken breast, will you just grill it for me, because I'm a helpless damsel in distress and I don't want to grill it myself. But I've done that. I actually grilled for my first
man time. Out there, this may not work for you, just fair game.
Yeah. I mean, for the guys, they might want to grill their own shit, but I don't like grilling. I don't know, I'm scared. I'm too clumsy for that shit. I actually grilled a couple weeks ago for the first time. I was making burgers for Brad and my daughter. And, like, one of the burgers legit split in half and then, like, almost fell in the grate. And I was like, Brad, help me. I don't know what to do. And so he saved me. That's what I get.
That's the best way to do it.
So, I know. Just, anyway.
Then you don't even have to worry about it.
I know. And then I'll never get asked to do it again. So there we go. But another alternative, if you've got a little bit more fat, there are certain brands of turkey burgers that are actually fairly macro friendly. And of course, you can lettuce wrap them if you're on the lower carb side. You can always bring fish too if you want to be that person who brings fish to a party. But basically, the end of a barbecue is, it's kind of like a community thing. I haven't been to a lot of barbecues where I haven't myself asked, what can I bring? And someone said, you know, occasionally they'll say, bring yourself. But like showing up to a barbecue empty handed is kind of like, whatever. Like, I always like to bring something. And so, especially if I'm on prep, I'm going to bring in the healthy stuff. You know, I'll see if I can grill up my own chicken breast, but I'll also bring platters of fruits and veggies too, because yeah, they might have a fruit and veggie board there, but I mean, standard American diet, it's probably going to be chips and dips and cheese and crackers, which are all delicious, but very not macro friendly, especially the tortilla chips. Let me tell you, if you've never weighed out tortilla chips, it's a sad reality.
Yes, it is.
So for what you could get for like a plate of one serving of tortilla chips, you could fit like 200 grams of like blueberries in there, which will be much more satiating. So yes, along with the fruit and veggie platter, it's good to be mindful about the different types of fruits. And I was actually going to do a reel about this because yes, fruit is good for us. Fruit has micronutrients, but not all fruits are created equal. Also in the sugar department, there are definitely some more fruits that are a little bit more sugary than others. Pineapple is a really popular summer fruit, but you can get some carbs real fast with pineapple. So if you're on the lower carb side and you want to get the most bang for your buck, I pick up some strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, make yourself a little fruit platter of that, and you'll be surprised how many you can fit in your macros for that.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it's you got to really know your kind of macro profile going into it too, right? Like if you're higher carbs mm-hmm. or you're higher fats or whatever, you're going to have a better idea of the foods you can eat. Like, I train some people that do like carnivore diet and stuff like that. And they would be doing the opposite of what the fuck you're saying. You know what I mean? So they'd be going to a barbecue and be looking for the brisket and looking for the bacon or, you know, that'd work for them. And that would actually work for their goals in that situation, right? Whatever their goal is, they're on that specific type of diet. So therefore, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I know that, you know, it's funny. I was just thinking as you say this, I was like, Kayleen's always knocking the fats. And it's because I've kept your fats at the lower end for so long and always brought your carbs up so high in the improvement that, like, literally that's how you've been engineered to, you know, think about the food with it, which is, you know, the point though, right? You're a pro at that. You're the macro queen of doing that because you've been doing that for so long at that way. So, you know, you got to know your profile foods going in to where what's going to fit in your macros in the general. If you have more carbs, you're going to be able to afford some more of the fruits and the whatever stuff, or maybe even some chips if you got, you know, a decent load of calories in there. But, you know, you got to know what you're doing with that. And that's definitely an important factor. Also, I was going to say too, like your first thing that you said, where you're talking about trying to track it. That's also pretty much not gonna, you know, be accurate unless you're the one cooking it yourself, like you're hosting and you know all the shit you brought, or like Kayleen said, you have determined somehow what said person is gonna cook, or you're bringing it to get cooked. Because, you know, sometimes I tell clients to estimate, and this is good for lifestylers. Like if you really want to, you lifestylers out there, you can go into like MyFitnessPal and look up some kind of dish or something somebody may have brought or whatever and look up a generic version. It'll give you a ballpark kind of calories, right? Sometimes I tell people that's fine. If they're, again, somebody just trying to, you know, basic, I want to lose 5-10 pounds, want to build a little bit of muscle, cool. Don't worry too much about it then, you know, figure out the generics if you even want to track that. But for competitors, like, you know, in the 12 weeks out zone, it's just really not going to serve you, which I think, you know, is the whole point of understanding. You got to really know your goal too. You got to have the caliber of goal in your mind, because I would also say like a third tier option, we talked about kind of two tiers, right? So far, lifestyles, competitors, there's layers to all of these, depending on how serious you are about your goal. There's some lifestylers that are very much more serious about losing the weight than some of them. And there's competitors that are very much more serious about competing than some of the other ones. So you got to know that. And in some cases, I would say, don't go to the fucking barbecue then for both types of people. Yeah. If you know you're going to have an issue, you know that, hey, you know what? My diet's going to get fucked up. Like, just fucking don't go to the barbecue then. You know, sit at home, put a little fucking TV on, hang out. I don't know. Imagine one. Look at a YouTube of some people at a barbecue and just stare at that and pretend you're there. And you know what? Wake up tomorrow and not be worried that you fucked off your goals.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely got to judge where your mindset's at. I mean, I came across that this, you know, we have an opportunity. Nora, my daughter, is competing in Vegas a week before my show. And I was like really on the fence because the mother in me is like, I really want to go to this. But also it's like, it's not going to be the best for me for this prep, you know, so you might have to miss out for things. And so I'm staying home. It turns out the dogs needed somebody to watch them. So I am staying home with the dogs. But it's like, you got to know, are you comfortable with your mindset going into this? And especially if you do let yourself go the intuitive eating route and eyeballing things, you want to be like true to yourself too. Because along with the tracking too, sometimes when you look up generic versions of things, Like, I remember I was looking up chicken wings once, and I found all these chicken wings that were like 26 grams of protein and zero fats. And I'm like, well, this fits my macros, you know? But you've got to be realistic about it as well. So while you are scanning things, like, do a quick, like, fit check in your mind and think, like, even though this looks really good on paper, is this the truth or not?
Yeah, and that's the thing too, right? That's somebody who's on their diet, like, oh, I created a chicken wing. It's the perfect chicken wing. It's pure protein. It tastes delicious. And it has zero fats, zero anything else, zero carbs. And also, it's breaded. It's magical. Okay. You know, that's the kind of stuff that will screw you over. So there is a lot of very inaccurate things in every tracking app, by the way, because most of these databases are populated by the people using them. And let's just be honest, not everybody knows what the fuck they're doing with their macros and their inputting of things and whatever. So it is floating out there. Another thing I was going to say too, you know, you could always just be the person hosting the party if you want to have the fucking party. You want to have a barbecue, you know, you don't want to wait for your buddy down the street to say, hey, come over for a barbecue. Tell them first. Say, you know what? Barbecue next Saturday. Here I am. We're doing it. And I'm making X, X, Y, and Z, you know, like, here's all this. This is what we're going to have. And then they'll bring stuff. You don't have to eat it. You can munch on the shit you know you made, and you made it the way that was the right way to fit your goals, and there it is. That's another kind of option too, I think. I mean,
that is not that's what I would fucking do. Let me tell you. Just kidding. I just hosted a party last week, and I'm like, why the fuck do people ever host shit? This is exhausting. But it is an option.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what I did.
That is the side of it, though. You know, you got to do that. I mean, it comes down to the caliber of the goal. Otherwise, just don't worry about it and, you know, enjoy yourself. One thing, too, I was going to mention, too, do not get drunk. Like, do not get drunk enough to be making bad choices with your foods, which happens a lot. Cinco de Mayo tomorrow. I mean, this won't be out, but I know some of you people, when you hear this, you can be like, damn it, that was me. I was having margaritas, and one of them hit me a little bit too hard, and then all of a sudden, the chips, I looked at the label on the chips for the tortilla chips, and it was blank. It said, eat it. It said it was free. Free food. It doesn't exist. You don't have to track this macro. Next thing you know, you're waking up like, what the hell happened? I gained 10 pounds overnight. I'm feeling sick. My head hurts, you know? And you realize, wow, now it's going to take you a week, week and a half to get your ass back on track. So that's one that really is super. Yeah, and you're not working out the next day. You know, you're probably not. I mean, most people, Cinco de Mayo is on Friday this year. I mean, most people are probably not working out for the next 2 days. So it's not good. You know, it's dangerous with the alcohol, because if you get in the zone where you forget what you're doing or, you know, something, or just making bad choices, that's not the place to be.
You know, you're going for that greasy burger the next day to soak up the hangover, right?
That's right. Yeah. Or a breakfast burrito or whatever, you know, that's usually what happens though, to be honest. Like, this is everybody out here listening, you know, this has happened to you. I have clients I deal with often that, you know, do this kind of shit on the weekend. They'll go out for drinks or whatever. And I'll get a message like Sunday morning when it's check-in day. Hey coach. So I went out, had a couple of drinks with my friends, you know, I try to keep it nice and easy. Just did a little bit of vodka with tonic. And all of a sudden, it's 12:45 a.m. and I'm eating every French fry they have at McDonald's. And I'm like, well, shit. And then they're like, and now I'm really upset because the scale's up and I feel like the program's not working. And I'm like, oh, yeah, is that the thing? So now we'll wait a week, you know, and then everything will be magical again. But yeah, that's another important thing, too. We didn't really touch on fluctuations that can happen. Like, we touched a little bit, but let's go a little bit more in depth on that, Kayleen. What kind of fluctuations, even if you don't lose your shit, you don't get drunk, eat too much, whatever, what kind of fluctuations could you expect just from even being, you know, on your game at a barbecue?
Oh, well, let me tell you, I can speak personally from this past weekend. I was hosting the barbecue, and because I was hosting, my water consumption was shit. So, you know, I was too busy running around doing everything. I did not drink enough water, so hey, my body's gonna hold on to water because my hydration was shit. Or maybe, in fact, that day too, I did have a naughty, naughty diet, Dr. Pepper with strawberry, which is delicious, by the way. But it's like all these drinks that are not water are replacing your water input for the day. So I was actually going to say, if you are drinking, make sure you have 8 ounces of water in between drinks, because then you're just going to be too goddamn full to get drunk, because you're going to be peeing every 5 seconds because your bladder is full, and you're not going to get wasted because you're going to be hydrating in between. Yep. So take that as a note. But yeah, besides that, you know, things you're eating are more salty. I know personally, my gut is like a giant asshole. So anytime I eat something that like does not agree with it, it's like, hey, here's, you know, a couple pounds because we're angry at you. So all of these things could be happening. I mean, it literally happened 3.5 pounds this past weekend, and then boom, 4 pounds gone. It was wild. It was wild.
Yeah, that's totally normal too, everybody. Like, it'll happen to you. It'll happen in crazier ways. I remember there was one video I did way back when I started all this bullshit, where I was trying to talk about flexible dieting, doing cheat days, and I went to like Vegas buffet, and I ate like I did my weight before I went, and then I went and ate literally everything in the fucking place, like to an absurd level, which I don't suggest for any of you out there. You got to be well trained, professional, be able to handle that shit. But I mean, like, the most sodium you could imagine, like, that's enough sodium for like 28 people at that thing. And then, you know, macros from, because I mean, let's be honest, Vegas buffet food, you know, it is not, you can't even look at a piece of bread in there without, you know, oh, we got to take 500 calories out of your diet for the day just from looking at it. But yeah, literally what happened was I went, weighed myself, got back to my house, weighed myself again, and it literally was like 22 pounds up or some shit. Like, just literally in that time. Like, no joke, from just the fluctuations going on, you know. And then I kind of documented over the next few days, oh, here's a drop, here's a drop, here's a drop, back to normal, you know. So don't expect that you're going to go anywhere and eat weird shit that other people are cooking, because that's the other thing too, right? Like, you're like, oh, it's not that salty. Little do you know, the dude that is, you know, grilling the chicken over there, like, bathed that thing in it. Like, he brined, it was sitting in a salt bath all night before you even got to it. Soy sauce and the marinades and shit. I mean, it's crazy the amount of more sodium you can get, which will make you hold water. And it takes days. It takes days. It takes time. So if you see any fluctuations coming after that, even if you're like, well, damn, I listen to the macro podcast and they said it was okay. Now I gained 5 pounds. You know what? Look yourself in the mirror. Quit being a little bitch. It'll go away. Okay. Just let it bounce out. If you were on your game, it'll bounce out. Even if you weren't on your game, it'll still bounce out as long as you get back on track. I think the main, you know, hit home is like the barbecue. It has to be the barbecue, and that's it. Before the barbecue, you're on your shit. After the barbecue, you're back on your shit. And if you are in prep, you're staying on shit at the barbecue. That's really how it goes.
Yes. And that is a big thing too. Like, when you're about to go to one of these barbecues, don't have a whole fucking attitude like, oh, well, I'm going to this barbecue later. I'll have like fucking 20 waffles for breakfast. And, you know, let's get pizza for lunch before the barbecue. No. Like, especially for me, even when I'm not in a competition, I like to make sure, because probably these barbecues are going to be heavy carb, heavy fat, you know, medium to low protein sometimes, if all they have is hamburgers, I mean, hot dogs. And so it's like, I will front load my protein and like just eat very minimal carbs and fats throughout the day. So that way I can enjoy myself like a normal human being and still hit my goal at the end of the day.
Yep. That's exactly how you should do it too. Cause yeah, you don't want it to become a day. I mean, the amount of calories you can get in a full day versus one meal or a few hours or something like that, it is obnoxious the amount of damage that can be done. And that's the important thing to remember. I mean, you know, we talk about diets and, you know, how we drop calories in small incremental amounts and whatever, you know, like 500 calories lower than your maintenance is a deficit. You'll lose weight on that. You can expect to lose a couple, you know, pound, 2 pounds, whatever a week, depending where your metabolism is at and stuff like that. Well, okay, 500 calories a day, you know, is not that many calories total in a week. So you can undo like an entire week's of progress if you really go at it like that, where it's, you know, the fuck it attitude, which a lot of people have. And especially in this current day and age in the world where everybody's stressed out and shit, like, don't stress eat. Don't use it as a thing to be like, okay, well, I'm going to the barbecue, I'm stressed out, blah, 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 this is happening. I'm going to go eat every single thing in the world, or maybe even I won't eat all day, but when I get to that damn barbecue, I'm going to eat every single motherfucking thing they have, to the point where somebody's got to hop in the car and go down to the store and get some more, because I'm eating still. Like, you don't want to be in that zone. Either one of those are going to be detrimental to you.
Yeah, I know some people who take, like, the one meal a day approach to things, and that is not for me. I can tell you that because, yeah, when I'm hungry, first of all, I'm a giant bitch, so you don't want me at your barbecue, especially if the food's not ready. And second of all, I will eat it all. I will eat it all, and none of you will have anything left because, yeah, I just came in hangry, and I was like a Tasmanian devil through all your shit. So I don't recommend that method.
You went there hangry and everybody else left hangry. That's what happened.
Yeah, but I was happy at the end of it until I stepped on the scale exactly. Next day.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, end of the story is, I think everybody can understand that, you know, this type of stuff can fit into your life, fit into your goals. You can have that balance between being whatever, you know. We didn't really talk about doing like crazy shit that people do, crazier kinds of, like, people do some weird stuff. Barbecue's pretty extreme. Mainly that comes from coaches that are really bad, though, that are telling them to do weird things, you know. But the point is, I mean, you can have balance, you can enjoy things, you can still get results, you can still enjoy all that and have that, as long as you are mindful about your goals and what you're doing and you know how to do it. And again, like you said earlier, which probably should touch on again, talk to your damn coach, okay? Talk to your damn coach. Talk to your damn coach. Because, like, the story I just told you about somebody eating french fries at 2:45 a.m. at McDonald's or whatever, everything, they're talking to me about it and we're getting the plan right. You know, I'm adjusting things. So even if you end up going out there, if you're one of my clients that's in this shit and you did the Cinco de Mayo, it's okay. Come tell me. I don't care. If you blew it off, you totally trashed your diet, come tell me. I'll be open arms to hear your story so that I can figure out, all right, well, here's what we're going to do now. We're going to move forward. We're going to strategize this. I'm going to change this, change that. And boom, we're back on track. What can become extremely detrimental for all of you out there listening is, one, not having a coach and trying to master everything yourself and thinking that you'll be able to do that 24/7. Just won't happen. And two, you know, not communicating with the coach you do have. Because if you communicate with the coach you got, that person can really help you if they're good. I mean, there's some bad ones out there. If you got a bad coach, you know where to go. TeamFFLEX.fucking.com. But... you know, like, literally communicate with your coach, even if they're bad, and see what they say. See what you can do. I mean, because at the end of the day, if you're out there and, you know, these kind of things become problems, like, let's say you went to a barbecue and you didn't communicate that, and now it's check-in day the next day, and you're looking at stats, and, okay, stats are all up, can see you're clearly holding water, your weight jumped up 5 pounds, well, some shit's going on. Now your coach is there making decisions, trying to adjust things without the data. Right? Like, I would go look at that and say, wow, something's not working here. Let me add some more cardio or take some calories down or do this and that. But little would I know, it was Cinco de Mayo, the DGN, yeah. And it was going to go away and it wasn't a big deal. You got to communicate with the coach, people.
Yes, absolutely. And one more thing that I have started to do lately, you know, I journal my goals every single day, but I will be the first to admit, on the weekends when my schedule's all fucked up, I hadn't always made it the priority in the weekend days. So, and when are we most likely to fall off is the weekend. So I've been making it a big priority, especially before I'm going to like parties or anything, to just write what my goals are, because, you know, when I have that top of mind and I'm writing it out, then the mindset is in check too.
That's great. Yeah, great tip. I mean, everybody should be doing that, but definitely. And you know what? Do it again, too, if you fuck up, right? That's another thing, because we're not robots, people. We got a lot of AI in this world now, but we ain't robots yet, okay? And so, like, if you mess up, first thing you do is you sit down with yourself and you write your damn goals out again. You say, all right, well, fucked up. Here's what we do. Write that shit out. Get your brain back on track. Get your everything back together. And, you know, do better the next time. That's kind of how this shit works. And eventually, as long as you're making consistent effort, you're going to make that progress regardless.
It's consistency over perfection, right?
Boom. I guess so. You said it. I don't know.
That's what I just told the client the other day. And that's my mantra.
That's good.
I'm British now.
I like it. There you go. Yeah. So anything else we got in this episode? Or we kind of tapped it. I think we might have. You got any other tips here, Kaylee?
I think we tapped it. I mean, as far as alcohol goes, track it. Like we talked about not getting drunk, but track your alcohol as well. Make sure it's fitting in your macros. If you're
We have a
not
whole
sure how
episode
to
about that
track,
too.
exactly. I was going to say refer to
You're saying the
our
same
previous
thing?
episode about tracking our macros. But yeah, besides that, just don't fuck it up. Just kidding. No. Enjoy yourself. I think that's really important because like even like this past weekend, the ability to you know, just have that party. And I talked to you before that. I said, hey, look, I know we're like 3 weeks out. I've got my daughter's party. We're gonna go out to dinner. I want a piece of cake at the party and I want to go out to dinner. But if this is not gonna have me reach my goals, just tell me and I'm fine going without it. And you were like, let's see. And then it was like, go ahead and do it. But, and I am like, yeah, I gained 3 pounds. And for a second, I was like, fuck, should I have not done that? And I was like, fuck that, dude. Like, honestly, the memories I made this weekend, so much worth it via, you know, like just having to have them cook my chicken and no oil, no sauce, you know, because I talked about it because we went to a hibachi grill or whatever. And, you know, just like looking at all these people eating cake and not being able to eat it too, like that's like fucking torture to a sugar whore like me. So I was very grateful to be able to enjoy these moments because guess what? I'm gonna be on stage for what, maybe 5 minutes if I'm lucky. Like my daughter is not getting any younger. I'm not getting any younger. At some point, even at this level, you've gotta also look at your whole life overall and take a step back and not get too crazy with the blinders. So sometimes you won't get that refeed and you just gotta fucking do it and that sucks. But if you can do it, like make sure and that of course we'll have to deal with like, you know, did you fuck off your whole prep or not? Because I've been super on it this prep, so I kind of earned it, but like you're not taking your prep seriously. You're not going to earn yourself, you know, a refeed anytime in the future because you're constantly going to be playing catch up. That's a long side rant, and that's probably a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. But yes.
Yeah, and just to add to that, this is the last little bit. You told me originally about, hey, my daughter's birthday like 3 months before that shit. You're like, hey, if there's a chance that we could maybe do a refeed by then, you know, so see, that's where the communication is, people. If you communicate to your coach, shit will work for you, all right? And if you don't got a coach, I told you where to get one. And if you still don't know where
Oh
that
yeah.
is, it's in the show notes. You know, Kayleen will be your coach. So that's what's
Yes,
up.
yes.
But yeah, I
Yes.
think that's a good wrap on that episode. You guys let us know in the comments what you think. What other stuff do you want to talk about? Do you agree with our opinions? That's a big one. I'd like to see if you do or you don't. And let us know other things you want to hear on the show, and we're gonna keep making these damn things for you.
Hell yeah, we are. We're here for it. Even though I might be a zombie in like 2 weeks. It's fine. It's fine. I'm fine.
All right. Well, then I guess that's it. We are signing the fuck out of here then. Coach Rise out.